It's time for Mike Detective, Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye, Episode 10. Now I Slay Me Down to Leap, with special guest star, Zach Galifianakis.
Hello, everyone.
A suave private dick like myself enjoys a lot of things on the rocks. A stiff drink, a swimsuit model like Kate Moss. Moss. But one thing I never expected to be on the rocks was a boat I happened to be steering. You see, Stephanie Client and I were trying to outrun Mother Nature's most violent tantrum, a typhoon, when our vessel crashed right into Mother Nature's cheese grater, the jagged rocks. Except this wasn't cheese it was grating, it was Mother Nature's flesh armor, aka the only uniform you'll need in the upcoming race wars, our epidermis, also known as skin. Stephanie, wake up!
Mike, are you all right?
It appears so. Seems like we were thrown from the wreckage of our boat right onto the soft sand of this deserted island. But the jagged rocks must have shredded our clothes to tatters.
Mike, I can tell you removed both our clothes after you woke up. You didn't even try to bury them. You just threw them up into that coconut tree.
Those are someone else's clothes. Some naked perverts. He must be spying on us.
Then why are they dripping wet?
From his cum?
Oh, well. I guess there are worse things that could happen to a girl than to be naked, stuck on a deserted island with a strapping, handsome man like yourself. You didn't try anything else while I was unconscious, did you?
I didn't try. I succeeded. Twice. Nay, thrice.
Well, we need to do exactly what Sam Raimi did in 1998. Make a simple plan for how to get off this island.
Are you guys talking about getting out of here?
Who goes there? Mike, I'm frightened.
Why, it's a naked island, weirdo. What's your name?
Tim Island is my name. I was marooned here 5 years ago, which is ironic because my favorite band before it happened was Maroon 5. Being stranded, I never got to hear what was surely their superior follow-up albums. It Won't Be Soon Before Long and Hands All Over. Let alone their energetic duet with Rihanna, which languished at number 51 on the U.S. charts.
For a guy trapped on a desert island, you sure know a lot about them.
Well, the New York Times washes up here every morning.
That newspaper with all the Maroon 5 record reviews?
You poor, tormented bastard. I can't imagine only being able to read about Maroon 5's music.
It's like a blind man only having a description of lead singer Adam Levine's beautiful face.
Well, nice talking to you. Later.
Wait. What kind of host would I be if I didn't invite you to where I call home?
The promise of food and shelter sounded okay by Stephanie and me, so off we went, like a confused ballroom dancer, just blindly following this strange man's lead. He took us through the underbrush, up the cliffs, right through the center of the island. We trekked for several days, never sleeping, stopping only for water breaks, to pee in the bushes, and to pick berries off the bushes to eat. These berries taste weird, like asparagus.
Almost there, just 5 more days.
Have to stop. So tired.
Look, I feel like we've been going around in circles. Are you sure you know where you're going?
I have a confession to make. I'm not really taking you to my cave. I have been leading you in circles. I'm trying to wear you out so I can overpower you.
After a confession like that, I feel my only recourse is to raise my fist to strike. Wah! Too drained to lift my arms, dropping to the ground in exhaustion.
That's right. You're just like a motorcycle, too tired. And just like Maroon 5, you're finding it harder to breathe.
Mike, feel like I could sleep for days.
You rotten wise apple. When I wake up, I'm gonna turn your face into tapioca pudding. Yawn.
Good night, my children. Until the nonce, when I will give you my wake-up call.
After a brief 15-minute disco nap, Stephanie and I awoke to find ourselves
tied up back to back. But what's this unusual container we're sitting in, Mike?
Well, it's ovular. Seems to be cast iron, filled with water. I'd say we're sitting in a spaceship. Now, get ready for blast-off.
It's not a spaceship. Filled with water, eh? He must be planning to cook us and eat us alive. This is just like that movie Hannibal. It's something I've never seen before.
I hope you find my giant oversized cauldron quite comfy, my dear. It's the perfect size for cooking humans, so I'm quite lucky it just washed up on shore. With nothing but coconut trees on the island, we get so very hungry for some fresh meat. Don't we, Wilson?
Who is he talking to, a volleyball or something?
That's not a volleyball. He's standing next to a picket fence, and there's a man behind it, and I can't see the man's face.
A man named Wilson behind a picket fence and you can't see his face. This all sounds familiar and hilarious to me.
Wilson, why aren't you answering me? What are you doing back there?
I'm tending my tulips, Tim.
A little late in the year for that, isn't it?
Well, I'm forcing them.
How? By squeezing their bulbs? I'm so very sorry. You seem like nice people, but like all nice people, you're probably also nice and delicious. I've always heard you were hard-boiled, Mike Detective. Now we're going to put that to the test.
Will Mike and Stephanie figure a way out of this conniving cannibal's cauldron? Or will Tim Island literally cook their goose? Oh, they brought a goose with them. I should have told you that. It's in Mike's backpack. And why, if they were so exhausted, didn't Mike and Stephanie sleep more? Find out right now on Mike Detective.
I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd come out here and squeeze my apples.
Shouldn't you be doing that in private? Let me just say for the recording, don't stop recording. I just read those lines. I don't know what in context they are. So if my acting seems off, it's not my fault. Put that at the end of this goddamn thing.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.